Very, very good afternoon to our listeners, and I welcome you to our weekly program on the election preparedness. And election preparedness, and it is really my vote, and my vote is my choice. And my name is Lucas Kaluapa Katenda. I will bring you this weekly program on my vote, my choice. And the program is brought to you by Eagle FM, sponsored by Konrad Adenauer Foundation. And we are discussing issues today pertaining to local and regional councils leadership. And as I prepare myself to continue to talk more on issues pertaining to preparedness and our role as voters and what we should know and what we should do, I hereby would like to sit and relax, and we will be engaging these pertinent, very important topics. There we go.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Simon, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Great news. Input just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just $36 Namibian a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper.
Right, so welcome back, and we talk of regional councils and local councils. Citizens can register and vote for presidential and national assembly anywhere in the country, while citizens must register and vote for the regional councils in their constituency where they live. And all citizens are eligible to vote in the constituency where they live, no matter how long they have lived there. You can't say, I just came to Ongwediva today, so I cannot vote. No, you can vote. Irrespective, you came in yesterday, you register today, and the election is next week, you can still vote. It doesn't matter. Okay? So, a bit of elections for regional councils. What the law says is what I would like just to remind ourselves. The voters in each constituency will have to elect one person to represent them on the regional council every 5 years. The members of the regional council stand for election in a particular constituency and are directly elected by the people who live in that constituency. Voters cast their ballots for individual candidates, not for political parties. Candidates for the regional council can either be A, people who are sponsored by political parties which are registered with the Electoral Commission of Namibia to take part in the elections, or B, independent candidates who are supported by at least 150 registered voters in their constituency where they want to stand for the office. So, in the Namibian context, the president is elected directly by the people. Political parties can sponsor someone to be their candidate, and therefore the person may win on self-credentials and also because he's supported by a particular party. And this has been the case in Namibia. So far, all the presidents we have had are those who have been sponsored by the political party, SWAPO namely, all of them. And there was an attempt to create independent candidacy, which succeeded to make a person a candidate. And in the past elections, there were also attempts for people to become independent candidate, but they didn't succeed. Okay, so a person can be elected directly in the office of presidency and also in the regional councils. People are elected directly. You vote for a person, not so much of a party. But a person will be sponsored either by the party or people in the constituency itself will pick someone and say, we want this person to be our constituency councillor. They must be 150, and the person may then become a regional council's candidate. So that's the thing. And we cannot overemphasize that a person who is elected to represent the constituents on the council must go to live in that constituency within 3 months after the elections, if he or she is not already a resident there. There are some people who misread the law, and they say, no, you cannot be elected by the party or by whoever if you do not stay here. You can be elected when you live in a different place, on a different constituency, but then you must be prepared in the next 3 months after election. You must move into the constituency where you are going to serve. Whether you are going to stay there forever or whether you are just going to stay there for the period that you are serving, the law doesn't go any further to stipulate how you live after you are no longer a regional council. But for as long as you are a member of the regional council, you must live in that particular constituency. The reason for this rule is that the purpose of regional government is to bring government closer to the people. So we want people who reside in a particular constituency. And in my view, this unwritten rule, it must be a person who knows the constituency. A person who understands the constituency. A person who has done studies. A person who has studied the constituency and knows what's going on in that constituency in terms of demographics, in terms of politics, in terms of economy, in terms of food and agriculture. A person should be able at least to read and understand the constituency. So, now, citizens will also have to vote for the local authority in which they have been living in that local authority for at least 1 year. For the regional councils, you don't have to stay in a particular constituency for any period of time specified in order to become eligible for candidacy. But for the local authority, I mean, not only candidacy, but I didn't mean candidacy, but a voter. You can vote anytime you have been in that constituency. But for the local authority now, for the municipalities, for the town councils, for the village councils, you must be a resident in that locality for at least, a full year. Then you can be registered to vote in that locality. In that particular locality. Now, every 5 years, voters in each local authority select political parties which have put together a list of candidates. And the candidates on the list must have been living in the local authority for at least 1 year. Okay? Not only voters must vote when they have been there for 1 year, even the candidates themselves must have been there for at least a minimum 1 year and above. Each party will take people from its list to fill the number of seats on the council, which is proportional to a number of votes received by the party and in that local authority. So, associations and organizations can also register to put forward candidates for local elections if they can show that at least 250 members of their group are registered voters for the local authority and support their participation in the elections. The law on local authority requires affirmative action for women. Affirmative action is a positive step to help a group of people who have been disadvantaged in the past to also participate. Because women have suffered special discrimination in Namibia in the past, and there are special measures, therefore, to help women gain seats on local authority councils. Each political party participating in the local authority election must include a specified number of women on its list of candidates, with the number depending on the size of the council. Party lists for councils of 10 or fewer members must include 3 women, and the party list for councils of 11 or more members must include 5 women. Because of this affirmative action, women are well represented on the local authority councils. So, now, why is there a 1 year residency requirement for the local elections but not for the regional elections? The answer is, local authorities do not send representatives to the national level. So only people who have lived in the local authority long enough to understand the issues and its needs have the right to vote for the members of the local authority council. So that's why we say a person who wants to be elected, a person who wants to be considered as a councillor, even if you want to vote yourself, at least know the environment, know the situation in that particular locality before you take a part. Not everyone in Namibia lives within the borders of local authority, but everyone lives in a region. Since regional councils send representatives to the national council, it is important for every Namibian citizen to vote in one region or another. If there were a one-year residence requirement for the regional election, people would have recently moved would be left out. Because we move, that is what we call freedom of movement in Namibia. And when we say freedom of movement, you can move any time, any day, by under any circumstances, move from Gibeon to Mukwe constituency and stay there. Nobody is going to say, hey, you cannot move there before elections or something like that. But for the local authority, it is something different. And therefore, we have really, finally, we have really to make sure that every person in the Namibian context is not left out of the elections. So, citizens, I hope you have registered. 2 weeks ago, I spoke about the importance of registration for the elections that we had, and the publication of the register will be done in a particular time frame, and the political parties will need to inspect that, and therefore, we cannot just keep on registering, because there are time frames required by law as to when this must happen and when this must happen. Therefore, those who are just turning 18 this month or next month or whatever you, they will only have to wait until the next round of elections. Okay. That being said, we go back now to the Electoral Act. And I said the Electoral Act, it talks about the nomination of candidates for what and for the conducting of elections and all kinds of things. While for us now, we have to talk about the registration and so on of the candidates for the local authorities. Okay? That is now regional councils, subpart 4 and subpart 5, and then subpart 6 is what we are going to talk more, especially on what it means for candidates for the regional councils and for the local authorities. So we will be beginning on section 79. And that being said, I am just moving there within the Electoral Act of Namibia. 79, what does it mean? Requirements for the nomination as candidates for the regional councils. A person can only be nominated as a candidate for election as a member of the regional council if that person qualifies to be a member of the regional council as contemplated in Section 6 of Regional Councils Act. Okay? Is nominated in a manner hereinafter provided. A member of a registered political party or an independent candidate who is supported by at least 150 registered voters, we mentioned already, by that document provided for by the Legal Assistance Center. So a person may not at a general elections or if more than one by elections for members of the regional councils take place on the same day be nominated as a candidate in more than one constituency. So you cannot be nominated for more than one constituency. You can only be in one constituency. And then number 81, a nomination as a candidate for the regional council election may be submitted to the returning officer for the constituency at any time after publication of the proclamation in terms of 64(1)(a)(2) before the close of the sitting under Section 81. There is a particular day, there is a particular format when to submit the name of your candidate to become a candidate for the regional council. Upon nomination day, at the place and time determined in respect of any constituency, the returning officer concerned must, in accordance with Section 81, hold public sitting for the submission of the nomination of candidates for a regional council elections for that constituency. A candidate for an election as a member of the regional council is regarded as having been duly nominated if he or his or her nomination is made in the prescribed form. And in the case of the candidate nominated by a registered political party, duly signed by the person who is the authorized representative of the political party or any other office bearer of the political party authorized thereto, in writing by the authorized representative and stamped with the seal of the political party. In the case of independent candidate, duly signed by two persons whose names appear on the list referred to in paragraph E of this subsection, and is accompanied by a photo of a candidate in the form of the and of the colors as may be accepted by the returning officer, but subject to the requirements laid down by the commission. The candidate then consents to the nomination by any instrument in writing before close of the sitting, and the nomination is accompanied by a receipt of that receipt that an amount of 2,500 has been deposited in the state revenue fund, or by on behalf of the registered political party or candidate. And in the case of nomination of registered political party, the nomination is accompanied by a copy of the registration certificate of the political party concerned, satisfied as such by justice of peace or a commissioner of oaths. And in the case of nomination as independent candidate, there is submitted to the returning officer consent not later than 4 o'clock in the afternoon of the second day before the nomination day, a list containing the names, voter registration numbers, and the residential addresses of and signed by the person supporting the nomination of candidates referred to in Section 79, none of whom has already signed in support of any other candidate in respect of election consent. The amount deposited by or on behalf of a registered political party or candidate is not refundable. Subject to subsection 4, the amount deposited for or on behalf of a registered political party or candidate must soon, as impractical after the poll in the constituency has been taken, be returned to the depositor. If the nomination as candidate is rejected in terms of Section 82 subsection 7 or withdrawn in accordance with subsection 7, or a candidate is declared duly elected in terms of Section 82(2), the amount deposited by and on behalf of a registered party or a person nominated as candidate must soon as is practicable after section has been complied with be returned to the depositor. At any time before the close of the sitting referred to in Section 81, the nomination of candidates may be withdrawn by the registered political party which submitted the nomination, or the consent to nomination may be withdrawn by a candidate consent, or by submitting to the returning officer consent any instrument in writing containing their withdrawal, and thereupon the nomination lapses. And the returning officer concerned must consider any nomination received before the sitting referred to in Section 81 in order to determine whether the nomination complies with this section, and notify in writing the candidate consent accordingly. Section 827 applies with the necessary changes in the case of a nomination referred to in subsection 8, which does not comply with this section. So during the session on nomination day and consideration of nominations, a session for the submission of nomination of candidates referred to in section 81 endures 9 to 11. But if at least, mentioned, our any person present in the ready is then ready to submit the nomination, a candidate or a person has been submitted nomination, but it is not completed, the returning officer for the constituent must continue the sitting to enable the candidate to be duly nominated. The returning officer concerned must consider the nomination received before the close of the sitting in order to determine whether the nomination complies with section 80 and notify in writing the candidate concerned accordingly. And section 82, subsection 7 applies with the necessary changes in the case of the nomination referred to in subsection 2, which does not comply with section 80. These are all technical matters that are related to the nomination of candidates who are to become regional council candidates in the regional councils. Okay? There is a particular process, and I think those of you, especially those of you who are contemplating to become independent candidates, okay, to become independent candidates, we must at least be able to understand this process so that your name is not left out on that particular date and at that particular time. And you must understand all the requirements that are necessary. You must go to the retaining officer. You must get a written document that to register as a person supported by the political party. This is what must happen. If you are to come as an independent candidate in that particular constituency, this is what you must do. So that we prevent things that I didn't meet all the requirements, I didn't know, and all kinds of things. So it is your right, and it is the right of the people in that constituency to have as much as it is possible a variety of people from which they must pick one to serve them as the regional councillor for that particular constituency. So there is also a duration of candidates nominated for elections members of the regional council in section 82. If after examining every nomination as a candidate submitted in terms of section 80, the returning officer for the constituency is satisfied that the section has been complied with, and the returning officer must declare as soon as it is practicable after the close of the sitting a candidate consent to be duly nominated in terms of this act for the constituency, and thereupon notify the candidate consent by any instrument in writing of the declaration. And number two, if at the close of the sitting for the nomination, submission of the nominations, only one person has been duly nominated in respect of a constituency, the retaining officer must forthwith declare a person concerned to be duly elected member of regional council for the constituency concerned with effect. If the case of any general election from any polling day determined in respect of the election concerned, or in the case of by-election from the date of which the declaration is made, the returning officer must immediately, by any instrument in writing, notify the commission for any declaration as a duly elected member referred to in subsection 2. So if there is only one person who is nominated in that particular constituency, it means this person will be automatically be regarded as duly elected, and there will be no there will be no elections of the yes and the no or something like that. That person will only be declared as duly elected. Now, that being said, we must also say that if at the close of the sitting of the submission of the nomination, more than one person has been declared duly nominated as candidate in respect of that constituency, a poll must take place in accordance with this act, and The returning officer for the constituency must notify the commission by any instrument, writing the full names, voter registration numbers, registration address for each of the candidate declared to be duly nominated in respect of the constituency, as well as the name of the registered political party which has nominated the candidate, or an indication independent if the candidate has been so nominated. So after receipt of a notification referred to in subsection 3 or a notification referred to in subsection 4 in respect of a region, the commission must by notice in the government gazette make known that the full names, sex, voter registration number, residential address of each person who under subsection 2 has been declared as duly elected member of the regional council concerned, and the name or number of constituency in respect of which the person has been so declared, the full names, sex, voter registration number, residential address of each candidate referred to in subsection 4, the registered political party or indication independent so referred to therein, the constituency in respect to which the candidates are nominated, the polling day for the election concerned, and the location of every polling station in the constituency. The commission must also cause to be displayed the notification referred to in subsection 5 at the places in the region in the constituencies may think necessary, and if returning officer for the constituency rejects a nomination as a candidate for the election of any member of the regional council, the returning officer must forthwith, by any instrument in writing, notify the candidate of the rejection and grounds upon which the rejection has been made, and afford the registered political party, the persons by whom the nominations were submitted, an opportunity at any time before the close of the sitting to rectify the nomination or duly nominate any other qualified person or candidates for the constituency. So these are all, as I said, technical procedures. It is necessary for people who want to participate as candidates in this regional council election to really update themselves with what the law requires, and thereafter they may not be disappointed when they have not met all the requirements in order to be so nominated. Here we are still talking about nominations and not really about being elected yet. So the nomination process is in the regional councils. That being said, we visit the marketplace.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Great news! Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just $36 Namibian a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Right, so we now move on to section 83, talking about the death or incapacitation of a candidate for regional council's elections after nomination. Things can happen, and the law has made provisions in case. So in section 83.1, if any duly nominated candidate in the election for a member of the regional councils in any constituency dies or becomes incapacitated before the poll for the election has been commenced, the president must, upon being satisfied of the fact of the death or incapacitation, withdraw, so far as it concerns the constituency, the proclamation determining any polling day, which in terms of section 63(1)(c) or 2(b) as applied by section 64(5) has been published in the Gazette. While the poll for the election, the constituency taking place, the returning officer must immediately terminate the polling upon being satisfied of the fact of death or incapacitation and notify in writing the commission thereof. So in a situation contemplated in subsection 1, all proceedings relating to the nomination of candidates for the elections and concerned must commence afresh in the same manner as if a vacancy had occurred in respect of the constituency at the time of the termination, but no fresh nomination is necessary in the case of a candidate who was duly nominated at the time when the election was terminated. Okay. Lack of nomination or cancellation of registration of political party after nomination. If after the close of the sitting of the nomination of a candidate for a regional council election in a constituency, no candidate has been declared duly nominated, all proceedings relating to the election consent must commence afresh in the same manner as if a vacancy had occurred in respect of the constituency at the time of the close of the sitting. If the registration of a political party in respect of which candidate for the election of a member of a regional council has been declared duly nominated in a constituency is cancelled and the political party is deregistered in terms of this act before the poll has commenced or while the poll is taking place in the constituency, all proceedings relating to the elections must continue as if the candidate were nominated as an independent candidate. And therefore, in subpart now, we move on to the local authorities. There is a procedure how to put on your candidates. After all the registrations that we have touched previous weeks, you have to register to vote. Okay? What is the registration we talk? After registration, in the process there will be publication of the vote, voters register or voters roll list was then called. And then there will also be a time for candidates and political parties to identify candidates and be ready to submit those names as nomination to the regional councils. The same way we have to address the local authority councils, because we only have next month and then in November this election takes place. So a person may only be nominated in Section 85 by a registered political party or registered organization as a candidate on the list of candidates for the local authority elections if the person qualifies to be a member of the local authority as contemplated in Section 7 of the Local Authorities Act 1992 and a member of that political party organization. So in the local authority, we cannot overemphasize, you cannot come as an independent candidate. You cannot come as one person. You only come in a group. And you can only come in a group if you belong to a political party that is registered with the Electoral Commission of Namibia, or an organization, maybe a ratepayers association or a community association that is serving the interests of the people in that locality. You can only come through those two means to become a member of the local authorities council. Now, the submission of the party and organization lists in Section 86. A registered political party or a registered organization which takes place in the election for members of the local authority council must submit to the returning officer for the local authority area concerned a list containing the name and sex of candidates in writing at any time after the publication in the Gazette of the appropriate proclamation referred to in Section 64(1)(a)(3) Roman numerals, but not later than 11 on the day determined in accordance with that subsection. And in subsection 2, a list of candidates referred to in subsection 1 must contain, subject to this section and section 85, the names, the voters' registration numbers, the residential address of candidates, numbering not less than the number of members required to fill the seats in the local authority council concerned, to which the registered political party or registered organization may become entitled to in accordance with sections 1121 and the five names, voters' registration numbers and residential addresses in addition thereto. So number three, the names of a list of candidates must appear in the order as the registered political party or registered organization may determine. Voter registration number of each candidate must be stated on the list after his or her name. The list of candidates must be accompanied by a declaration with the seal of the registered political party or a registered organization thereon, by the person who is authorized representative of the political party or organization concerned, that each person whose name appears on the list of candidates concerned has consented to the nomination as a candidate of the political party or organization, that every such person complies with Section 85. A copy of the registration certificate of the registered political party or registered organization concerned, satisfied as such by a justice of peace or commissioner of oath, a photo of the head of the registered political party or registered organization concerned in the form and of the colors as may be acceptable to the commission, Any person whose name appears on more than one list of candidates is deemed not to be nominated as candidate for any registered political party or registered organization which submitted to list consent, and a copy of each list of candidates must be kept for inspection by the public against payment of the prescribed fee at the offices of commission and at the places within the local authority area concerned, as the commission may think necessary. A returning officer concerned must consider any list received in order to determine whether the nomination complies with section 85 of this section, notify in writing the registered political party or registered organization of the candidates concerned accordingly, and afford the registered political party and registered organization or candidate an opportunity to rectify the nomination or to duly nominate any other qualified person as a candidate for the elections concerned. Again, there is a procedure for political party to nominate candidates for regional council and independent candidates to nominate themselves and their sponsors to the regional councils. And all, if you want to participate in these matters, you have really to follow the procedure and know what is expected of you so that you may not be disappointed at the end of the tunnel. Then, when it comes to the local authority, the registered political parties, the registered organizations or associations in those localities should be on top of things so that they must submit the names of people to become candidates for the seats that are allocated for that particular local council. It could be a village council, it could be a town council, it could be a municipality. So the publication of political party and organization list. The commission in section 87, one, the commission must, as soon as is practicable after section 86 has been complied with, publish a notice in the Gazette stating in alphabetical order the names of all the registered political parties or registered organizations, setting out the list containing the names and sex of candidates for each registered political party or registered organization consent to the elections consent as drawn up by the registered party in terms of section 86, and declare that the persons whose names appear on the list have been duly nominated as the candidates for the registered political parties or registered organization consent for the election. And if any person whose name appears on a list of candidates in a notice published in terms of subsection 1 dies or becomes incapacitated or is found not to qualify in terms of section 85 to be a member of a local authority council, the candidature of the person is withdrawn by him or her or by the registered political party or registered organization which submitted the list of candidates by submitting to the commission in any instrument in writing the withdrawal or the registration of a political party or organization which has submitted a list of candidates for the election of members of the local authority council is cancelled, and the political party is deregistered in terms of this act. At any time before any polling day in the election concerned, the commission must amend the notice as contemplated in subsection 3. And in subsection 3, it says the notice referred to in subsection 1 must be amended by further notice in Gazette by the deletion from the list the name or, and the voter registration number of a person contemplated in subsection 2A and B, the addition or insertion as may be required by the registered political party or registered organization consent on the list of the name and voter registration number of firstly any person from the five names contemplated in section 86, subsection 2, who wants or qualifies to has been nominated in writing by the registered political party or registered organization whose list of candidate it is and who and has consented to the nomination in writing, and C, deleting the name of a political party organization referred to in paragraph C of subsection 2, the list contemplated in paragraph B and subsection 2 in respect of the political party or organization referred to in subparagraph 1, and the declaration contemplated in paragraph C of subsection 1 in respect of the political party or organization referred to in subparagraph 1. A person whose name, in terms of notice under subsection A, has been deleted from the list of candidates of registered political party or registered organization, ceases to be a candidate for the elections, has been added or inserted to the list of candidates of a registered political party or registered organization, thereby becomes a candidate for the political party or organization for the election. Any reference in this act to a notice published in terms of subsection 1 is continued in the relation to a notice which has been amended under subsection 3 as reference to the notice so as so amended, and a notice published under subsection 1 is on the mere production of a copy of a gazette in which it is published, and in the absence of proof to the contrary, conclusive evidence that requirements of this act relating to submission of the list of candidates by registered political parties and registered organization and matters precedent incidental thereto have been applied with in respect of any political party or organization whose names is set out therein, and can and the candidates on the list of candidates are the candidates nominated in respect of political party or registered organization. So you can see that if you want to be a local authority councillor, please belong either to a political party or to an association or to an organization in your locality. Because the electoral commission will only deal with the juristic person, namely the political party that is registered with the regional council or an organization that is registered with the electoral. Did I say regional council? Electoral commission, rather. Okay, so those are the procedures laid down very clear. In the regional council, the political party may sponsor a candidate and promote this candidate and campaign for this candidate, and the person wins on the basis of the candidate. I mean, that candidate win on the basis of the party. The an independent person in the constituency may also just show up and solicit support from 150 people in that particular constituency, two of which will sign off the nomination form later on the nomination day. So that is what the procedure is. But when it comes to the local authorities, the Electoral Commission of Namibia does not deal with independent candidates. There is no independent candidate in the local authority. You must belong to a political party or to an association. And within the internal politics of those political parties and organizations, you campaign or whatever you do, or you wait for olive branch to be extended to you so that you can be invited or you can win your primaries within the party to become the local authority. I have seen some people are canvassing. Please vote for me for the local authority. Vote for me for the local authority. You can do so. If you win the hearts of your people and you become one of the candidates, then the party will collect what is required to collect and submit all those details to the Electoral Commission of Namibia. It could be the party, it could be the organization. So local authority, Electoral Commission will not deal with individual per se. It will deal with their organization and the list of names if that is the case. Okay? Candidates duly nominated to be declared duly elected in certain circumstances. If only one political party or registered organization has submitted the list of candidates in election of members of the local authority contemplated in section 86, and the person whose names appear on the list have been declared duly nominated as candidates of political party, registered organization concerned, the returning officer of the local authority area concerned must forthwith declare the persons whose names appear on the list to be duly elected members of the local authority council concerned with effect from any polling day determined in respect of election consent. The returning officer referred to in subsection 1 must immediately, by any instrument in writing, notify the commission of the declaration of a person concerned to be duly elected members of the local authority council consent, and after receipt of a notification referred to in subsection 2, the commission must, by notice in the gazette, make known the full names, voter registration number and residential address of each person who under section 1 has been declared as duly elected member of the local authority councils. So, having been discussing these matters, we discuss matters in conjunction with what is required for one to be an effective regional council leader. Qualities, as we say, okay, qualities of an effective regional and local authority leader. What is that? Because the law can only tell us you must be a Namibian, you must have a register, you must have a registration, a voter registration card, and you must belong either to a political party or organization, or you must have a support of 150 people in your constituency. What else is required for a person to be an effective, useful, hopeful regional councillor? How do we get that? These are the things we would read and advise people to do and to be before they are elected. Otherwise, they will just waste their time. In the meantime, marketplace, and we will be talking about the qualities of effective regional leadership.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Great news. Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just $36 Namibian a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Right. Now we will be, I will be opening the air for people to call in the program if you want to say something about the regional council's elections, especially on the nomination of candidates and the quality of candidates that we need. Please call on our number in the studio is 083-288-401. 083-288-401 is the number in studio. If you may, just call in the people who are following either on the radio or on the internet may be able to hear you. So please call in the program and tell us what your views are in terms of this year's regional council's election. So I would say that effective local and regional government leaders must possess what we call integrity, community focused vision, strong communication and empathy and ability to make some decisions through strategic planning and collaboration, and be transparent, accountable, resilient, and commit to fostering equity, inclusion, and even continuing learning with their communities. When we talk of integrity and ethics, we are talking of people who must lead with honesty, with fairness, with transparency, and their personal and professional dealings, ensuring accountability to the community they serve. Ethics and integrity is to do things in a way that is not questionable. Double dealings and being cunning, being shrewd, not too open, not too clear. You don't want a counselor who is kind of ngangala, ngangalish. Yeah, I will be explaining in Oshwambo just in the next few minutes. So we need community-focused vision. We need a strong communication, a person who has a clear strategic vision for the community's future, essential requiring strategic thinking, people who can inspire others and align efforts to achieve the common goals. We need a person who is a community-based, a person who understands the constituency, person who understands the demographic, the economic status of the people, who understand the geography of that constituency, where there are lots of water, where there are lots of grasses, where there are lots of animals, which animals are there, and where there are lots of education institutions, schools, there, where there are hospitals, where there are business people and so on, so that there is a harmony and economic harmonization of the constituency, so that no one in the constituency is left behind, no one in the constituency is just poor while others are progressing. So the person must be able to be a communicator, must be able to communicate, must be eloquent, must be diligent in communication, ability to clearly articulate and respectfully deal with diverse community groups of people, and must make sure that this is very crucial, because conveying information and fostering understanding is the key to win the support of the people in the long run. It's one thing to be elected, it's one thing to be given a cold shoulder by the people. They say, this person, this councillor, we don't see him, or those type of things. We don't hear what he says. So you must be able not only to be a person of integrity and ethics, not only a person of vision, you must also be a person who is very articulate and a person who is effective communicator. And then you need a person who is empathetic and very community engaging. Yeah? We need people who are in the shoes of the people. You should know. You should engage with the community. You must reach out to the people. You must talk to the people. You must win their heart. You must win their support. You see, leaders really have to understand and connect with as many people as possible. There are people who are shy, you see. You want to be a regional councillor, but you are shy to reach out to people. Call people. Go to people. Tell them, please vote for me. This is the future I have. This is the vision I have for our constituency. I want us to succeed in 1, 2, 3, 4. Please vote for me. I need your support. Send those messages. Send those WhatsApp messages. Yes, there are some people who may behave somewhat childish to those things, but there are people who will receive the WhatsApp messages with appreciation, that at least this person knows me, at least this person is, I am part of his mailing list. So and still I am in the constituencies, and I'm still not receiving any WhatsApp message or for people asking for votes, please vote for me or something like that. So if I don't know you and you are not saying anything, and I'm only reading the names or something, how can I vote for you if you are just not forthcoming? Please come out and let us know who you are, so that you can at least, we can at least give you the opportunity to lead, because we know you. You have approached us. You have asked us for support. You have asked us to be voted for. Vote for me. I need your vote. We need your guidance. We need your support in this constituency. Please don't be far and those type of things. Be a politician who is not shy, but a one who is willing to engage with the community, no matter the people who are in your constituency. Even if the person who is in your constituency is a minister of some sort, is a government executive, is a business person, is a captain of industry, they will be your people. And therefore, approach them and ask them to vote for you. Very, very important. So it's the only way you can succeed, you see. And you also have what we call, you must think strategically in decision making. You must be a strategic person, you see. And most of the time we know effective leaders are those who have concrete strategic plans, set priorities, and make informed decisions by considering all relevant facts and options, especially the when faced with complexity and change. Collaboration and partnership, working effectively with diverse stakeholders, including the elected official, community groups, private sectors, partners, is vital for creating solution and expanding capacity. So adaptability and innovation, you should be able not only to create partnership, collaboration, cooperation, working together, creating teams. You must also be able to be open to new ideas, open to new people, be able to innovate new things, especially in this world of new technology. We need a person who understand what it means to be evolving in the technological advancement. And we need a person who is committed to assertiveness of the community, community assertiveness, and also promote individual developments. And also we must make sure this person must understand what it means in terms of equity and in terms of inclusion of all people, of all backgrounds, social status, political, religious, and so on. You don't be a leader who is only interested in the people from your community, the people from your... We see this a lot. A person is a president, a person is that, but they keep on aligning themselves either with where they were born or with where they went to church and all that. So you need to be a national person, a national leader, and all the people must be yours. And you must have a little bit of economic skills, management skills, administrative skills, even religious skills, legal skills. You are required to be a jack of all trades in the region, in the local authority, in the constituency. So this is what actually we need really to make sure that we are there. Now, what makes a great leader, a person who works in the government, I said, in the local government, I said, I cannot overemphasize, the person must be a great, effective communicator. The person must clearly articulate the vision and inspire others to follow them. This means being able to communicate with diverse stakeholders, including colleagues, constituents, and community groups. You must be able to collaborate. It's very key. In the local government, it is necessary to collaborate. It's very key to collaborate with others. Leaders must work with a variety of individuals, groups to achieve common goals. And great leaders are skilled at building and maintaining relationship, and they know how to bring people together to work towards shared vision. And adaptability, as I have mentioned, you should be able to adapt to new opportunities. Please call again. Welcome to the program.
Yes, good afternoon, Bishop Katenda.
Afternoon, sir.
How are you?
Fine, thanks, yourself.
Welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, let me just quickly take a part.
Yeah, you are free.
And,
you have the air now.
Okay. I'm not so sure how that situation can be avoided. It's good that I do not even know that the people in the local authority on the ground there, you cannot become an independent candidate. Is that what you say?
Yes, you cannot be.
Okay. So, and I think I really agree with that sentiment, because many a times, even those people who sprang up, that yes, I'm an independent candidate, and if it's not allowed in the local authority election, why should it be allowed in the national election?
Yeah.
Because the impact that he has on the national election,
mm-hmm.
I think is more greater than the one in the local authority, even though the needs of the masses on the ground appear to be more prominent.
Mm-hmm.
So that even the manipulation, taking of advantage of the local situation there, can also be, you know, can be very grave, so to say.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand if the people from the section to the, you know, in our language you say from the section, the platoon, and what until to the national level, when the person is now identified, the candidate is identified to be eligible for election through those political party structure. So I don't know whether there's a need for codifying the laws of the local authority and the national elections and all these other things. Just to make sure, last time we were talking about how the confusion or the chaos sometimes is created by the independent candidate. Because if the person spring up now in the national election and say, no, yes, I belong to SWAPO, I belong to IPC, so therefore, I can stand thereof. I can stand as an independent candidate. So last time you correctly say that yes, SWAPO was not perhaps aware, they were not, they did not amend their constitution and things like that to prevent that situation. I'm sure now they have put their house in order. So to avoid those confusion, because my fear is that these things can really cause some chaotic instability. Because people have to go to court, they have to do this and a lot of reforms and all these kind of things.
Yes.
If it's not allowed in the local authority, why should it be allowed on the national
elections?
Yes. Why should it be? If there are maybe significant, I understand I'm not trying to say yes, let them be denied by, they deny their right to compete and all this other thing. You know, last time we were talking about the natural law, maybe man-made law do not, may not have looked at this. Consequences, these legal consequences. You know that they always go to the court and all these things. And it also creates uncertainty in the life of the people, and the people get confused and all these things. And I'm just feeling like that.
Yeah, in Tamongo, Moshuambo, and the one.
Yeah, I'll take a drive, I think, which are Pamwe, Nandoshuambo, and Nishinana, Kushimonga, now. Wait, do you have a pay fee? Obone hakala tifika menepo yomene kuchame ondamanguruka ukuifika menapo kwame mwene ndeno maololo onda kandili nanti undirimo mungu disu apongeno ne ilo IPC ndota cha he hame ondifika menapo kwame mwene gengi nasipiti kwa ne penya pedu pe opone po madumbo po nesho nesho ilo akutona shikewali Kakereka sopo getashia koma orola pashwana ano wadro yoku jameta tia mungashwap ilo mo IPC amo whatever. Deshine tia mungao. O mango mpitika opo akale ifika mena popo pando deyo pashwana. Ita idu yo eita iti kuchave pando deyo pau. Yo pusha njapa, ito durukala wifika menapo, omura ike mbela shikare shiringao.
Yeah.
Shashwa hindi mwoko ete dundakamu.
Yeah.
Opone, ame, to shamunu napo ngone, na wano shu wambona, na wata tekatenda.
Oso?
E watangi, wata tekatenda.
Tangi.
Yeah.
Thank you. So the question is it true that, you cannot be an independent candidate on the local authorities, but you can be a local candidate at the regional council and at the presidential level, not for the National Assembly. Okay? Otandi fatu rapone pa hupi. Kucha. So she no shrinke kucha. moma kogororo, guijo yom tumba wopashiwana, antwa ehemba haim, oino kupitirara ko party on tumba, opu, ko political party, hako organization anokuri. Organization na kaiso political party. Organization na ehangano asikeja kwa shiwana. Yeri mo muni wantumba nenge yeri moshira ndosho wantumba. Mungunda wantumba. Aehe ijo haya tata ambo mayakuro gomo shirandomo. Wahavro kuningapo ka association kao. Opo inyo lise yoyavure kukakarela poya kwao merero joshirandosho. Komtumbane wopashiwana kushunara kwa ni makashona, ontumba wopashiwana ihakuinyolithwa o organization, o association. O hakunyolithwa o organization, ndo havithanwa o political party, o ngundu do paprotika. Shashiki ilonga do, kene dharupa. Antaehe mwakara kuya mtumba wopashiwana, kare ni ijo yongundu yontumba. Ya, tamunga tamunga ukathana ne mungu nduye ni mono. Mungu nduye ni mono mone tamkutha no madhi na kucha. E, ntumba na ntumba na ngadi. Oyo naeke tukarele po ya ningi ijo ntumba kupashigwana. Kungu nduye tu. Ongu ndu njia tayi ningi shafathana. Ongu ndu njia tayi ningi shafathana. Sigo ongu ndu adhike ndono dha piti kwa koka ngundu. Koma kogororo mo Namibia. Tadheto madhina. Antu shane ya kogorora. Ohaku kaharura ne kucha. Ongundu ini no mao genji, no mawingo no ohagato pole wapone ipundi. Omirongo mgoi ni hamano, oma waage hengo no ohagato pole wapone ipundi. Omirongo mgoi. Omkaro kuyarura, omongago limeko tapango kucha, ipundi mzono hai yarura ngini, opo mushi mwone kucha, ongundu njinote imono hali ipundi yali, jinote imono ipundi ingapi. Shashu hakukara kukwikorela kucha. O shota mwono wako gorori yefike mpano. O chaira kucha o shipundi kekota hika kasha pumbuantu yefike mpano. Ya totala nengwe na anto enji. To ya topo elepo ni ipundi omwaru nengo kucha ngere ngo unantu yejo mawe mathere gali. So o shipundi kekoshi nantu maviga hitatu nengo maviga tatu nengo maviga ne. Totala ne kucha mwono mathere gali o maviga no taka imorungapi. Taka kupi ipundi ngambyo. Yifike nga hapa ntumbo. Nkwenyosho. Sigota mwani thani ipundi ni mbyo. Ndero ongera ara uri mongundu yopa protika. Kashishe hangano association ara njia kwa shigwana wa local authority. Ae, ongundu lera yopa protika. Pa upresidende, o umpresidendi itahogororua, takuhogororua ongundu ka, o takuhogororua mtuye mwene. Ya, kuchi yoko ita kongundu nejo. Kwa shigwana na atse, kuchi ita ako gororo ngundu pethi mbonjono, ta ako gororo mtuye mwenaike. Ya, kucha noko ita ne kongundu. Ya, mweta mvuru kuko gororo mpresidente na ndo mwinai, shafashike kucho kweta kongundu ili mwenjira. Tamvuru kuko gororo ngundu, kuko gororo shashi, okweta kongundu ili mwenjira, na ndo nto mwinai. Ya, uhashivurikanesho. Pope na ne, omkaro kwa kucha, ngere na andi inakara kukogororo mtupa, pa kongundu, onto havuro kufika, mara moshigwa na moneta, tia kwetu, yambibibi inje, ndi ningo independent candidate. Yambibibi inje, ndi ningo independent candidate. Okay. To yambibibi wane kantu ni mbono, ya tulwapo momu arukucho wapungwa kuyambizwa kantu efikepeni. Mo rigina keke. Omu arungono shampa wewe huithapo kuchantu mbono na akara akogorori omu Namibia. Ina akara eri yoyo ngundu do papurutika limwe liri. Na akara anandawe independent. Anto omu eri moshikuwa na monoka eri yoyo ngundu do papurutika. Oha akogorangande. Kainukana tawo ngundu do papurutika. Otaburo kukusapota ne. Gwe tofika mane as an independent candidate. Ngero we shitara ne, okumangu lulara kwa shigwana, nao ya kare ne wiju ukirira directly, okukonga un candidate tavuro shirongo. Tavuro shirongo pethi mbonjono, pompu mbonjono ilipo. Nga ashike tunenyo shirongo paife, Omakogoro tagi anatango tagagaru kaike mo 2029. Tunakwa 26, 27, 28. Omvura andatu. Tuniko. Omvura taia no 27 no 28. Mo 29 omakogoro wishenga. Natango tatu kakongo mpresidente. Tatu kakongo mtungo no takalera. Aningo mpresidente wo woshigwana ngashe tusha. Sha Namibia. O tatu rila ingara ko political party odo ditupo mavina aluhe nenge o tatu thika meni wonga onga kwa shigwane tatu chaye. Ah, o mavina ne tatu wakare limbano yo ngundu do politika ngano. Ogo onga atagavurungano sotu nenyo mperi mo shigwana mono hakuti watate ngadi nenge meme ngadi. Enango madiradiro gafagata munuka. Iha tuku senita tingadi ngono. Afi wapo kuya kwa oko pati dao. Setu ninginyo independent candidate. Ya. Yeah. Shoneshi dinenga. Opwa kara no kara mauka. Kucha ayo independent candidate. Itovuro kukuthu independent da. Uli oshijo shongundo. Ya. Yeah. Shonone eko tampangu inarisi popsa. Janamibia. Nengo veta wa makogororo. Shida, otashi popu wako ongundu. Kucha, ijo yongundu yetu, amuhe. Omuindi kwa, oku ningo independent candidate. Ongera yongundu ye kutothamu. Ngoe ngera una umarandu la thano kachanga wakuga hode. Inojo ino ongundu dhantu. Ukia, dewati zwa, mongundu. Shoshu inadhikano mtuta ningo independent. Karara, tomuro kukaromu Namibia, igu jarampono hoko gororanga. Ndekuri oshijo shongundu yotumba. Eko tampango jetu inalituro mbwela kucha natukara aruhijo yotumba. Oja chashike natukare ahogorori. Tovuro kukogorora uli pa umwene kuri oshijo shongundu yotumba. Otovuro kukogorora uli oshijo shongundu yotumba. Paife ne shonoshoka upresidente ne no mtumba kupashigwane. Koma kogororo ne go original kansela go kansela hii toporo wa kogororo. O kansero ta hogororwa nayo ya fapa upresidende nge. Ongundu porotika ota ivuro kwete vina jom kandidate kucha. Se ongundu yetu yosu wapo. Nengo ongundu yetu ya shike shike. Ota tuganja tumba. Oya ninge omkarelipo ongundu yetu. Osho wa kwa shigwana ehe moshitopora hogororo ABCD. Omtungo no tatu ke mweta kwa shigwana etatu mpopire etatu pura kwa shigwana hogororo renyo ntugwe tungo. Omoshitopora sheni hazi. Yoku yoshi josho ngundu yetu. Otemu inekera. Oku uvite kopura nadho ngundu yetu. Hogororo reni ongundu yone ete itinenga. Ya. Gumwene nande nakaromu inayi. Nge tandicho mwina ingika pa mweka mkorene etompero jashi kekandi shiwo. Ota mvuru ne okumninga ngini. Ota mvuru okumkogorora. Moro asho kwe pa kongundu nji. Pa mwemukoro ngundu unene shivurise. Tovuru kukogorora mtu nando mwina indi. Shoko eto kongundu yetuwe. Puonga tatu vivimika iki. Sigoko shikando tashia. Ya, ya mwe tachaye. Tina tu harontu ongundu ye tapu harontu ngono shashi hii mjaroma imbiro mure. Demo shikanjo kogorori iha ningi mwana ndosha. Iha talerepo nanda anto. Ihendepu ituthi anto. Oma fumbiko gerimo. Oma upyakadi hagadha nandu. Anto keashara nando okashoda. Otamuka kogororo tachangini ngao. Ngerope nandu mbanguia. Eno nseyo yoshitoporo wa kogororo. Mzomini mane enyo ene, kairiwe meko tapangu, kucho mtomwe mkarela na nasike. Shono shima arasheni ene mpono polo kara enyara tamkunda sana kucho mwekano tachangini. No tamtina ae, tukonge nyandu ye jethere no mirongo tano. Ya sapote o independent candidacy yo mtungu. Opo, o mtungu no, o ya emo, shivuri sengu ya turamo kongundu, ye ongundu, ina itu pula nando okuri omaere. Eshinga kucho ntungo notu mshi. Pamwene nando okuri. Udemo kone newacha nengao. Ya kashisho shipune. Mwana mibi ya pethi mbondi no jeri kujashu na pevi. Anto mwina kukwaniswa ne mono. Mone ta mono kanjabi. No magumboga o ta mono umari wanga. chivurithe shomtuta kambadara la kuye mweni. Onge neka shishinana shipu okuya moshi paro mpakara kuninga kansera ninga kara kuninga gini. Onge ne uhovuru okue thantu ya ningo independent candidate mumkaro kwa changao. Ikenge rongundu yeni oye kukelera wa ningo independent candidate inotakun kongundu. Shida ongele toshunako. Oka karata kongundu hono toti ya kwetu ngae na nisho itandivuro kukwanitha puina kukwanitha imwe ongundu. Ngaasho kukele lwa kandi ningo independent candidate. Ayo kakarata kenyo hono kandi shiwo shinjo. Toshuna kwa rana wana wana itimbo ikena wana wana kandi shiwo shinjo ka andoshe kuele la ningao. Nde ngero mkwashi kwa nasikena kwashi kwa namuliponga waka mulishi josho ngundu yontumba. Tamu ungane kara nene tamuganje dhina jeni. Uthi kwa uri ne mpakucha omtungo nogo independent candidate ne. Otaka redi accountable na akuje. Kaa kwa shiwana. Kwa shiwana mbono tayo ungane kengini. Toki ya dhaa nao yani ngo political party. Chasho ino karaye no mtu umwe. We hei ithana nengengini. Shone yo shina pongo kaimane. Kucho mtu ungu na accountability ya ilipeni. Chasimba yali kwa political party. Otavu roku longanu udhigini. Chasho kushikucha o party. Otei roku mugandangero. Otaro nguilo ngina yukirir. Nguye otaka gandwa kuje. Ojo nepuro ngikata tupuro neye. Komdengaza kwa shashi otapula ne kucha ngele na ni hashi ni mbako local authority noko national assembly ne nande mpono national assembly ina hapo umurashika no hashi ningidwa koma kukorongi ya presidente na angano go origin shashi tashi vikashe tu uthigu shashi kwa local authority nako onto kuno kuinyori thara mu kansera ngele eri o shijo shongundu yao nengo shijo sheka angano ya kwa shigwana makangano nge hagi ithanma o rate payers association ni ningengini makanga nongo nogo ne haga mobilize antu yago gotato thamone antu ye jomgoi antu ye diajeari antu ye diatano antu ye jomlongo nagumwe ya ninge ijo yorutu ndono tarurede e haranyo nonga shitapitha no local authority e haranyo marukarwa o village councilor ne o town councilor no municipality nga shinga da classifying wanga ho. Ya, paife ne, otopura ne kucha, epuro ya pura ne mpono kucha. O, pamota shiketo, ebundakano, ngero toka ratu na tuta ningaro independent candidate, kae na mpono ii kwa terera. Se tatutini maiko shonga hili, o inoma uwanawa, noma uwinai. Ya mkuno kumdengini. Ini maiko inoma uwanawa, noma uwinai. Mbata apitire kwa party, na mbata apitire kwa organization, oshipu oku identify inga tumbono, no kukara hili accountable. Ye nanga huya tara kucha, ngondi humbata na impano, otashivirikandikati ve momerero, nando jo party yetu. Ngasha ama mitu mbata pashiwana, uno kui usa ike kongundu ye ninenge kwa kabinete, ta upi usa kongundu ike kwa matokoro gaeke. Shoko tovu loku kuthamiro. Ya. Yeah. Paife ne, oshiri nengei kucha, uwana owo mboka kucho. Kuna accountability ya gama kumbinga ho. Ndenge roteke ya ne, koku identifying the right people. Olunji, otatu ya tha, tatu konjere meni jo pati na antwe njo tayo uviswa nai, oshoka kumwe, tashivuliko eri ekitiva nawa, oye kori keka kwa shigwana, tomu na kwa tuwa hae. Ngoe hango yeto ipo, nguyo yeto ipo. Ihoburu ne kupata kanitho matokoro kwa ngundu yeni, nando ya ninga o matokoro mawinai, uhomwe nangane. Ongo shizemo, utashibirika tumone nyo matokoro mawinai, tagazi peni, tagazi kupati, taitu pantu ya puka, nando kule. Ya, ndesha shopato yati, ontoto mwena tu. Pethe ya ningini mewa hashirumbu enja kunjuka. Pethe ya ningini mewa hashirumbu enja kunjuka. Pethe ya ningini mewa hashirumbu ya ombinga imumbu inai nenjo. Ombu ngombu anawa, there is accountability. Ombu ngombu inai, opa achote ivuru kukuso mtugumu. Shasha ike haimbimo kule. Shasha haya kulanga. Antupi igongi. Shasha haya figara po keshe shigongi okuirenga. Ndena nyontungu no kesharo administration. Kesharo management. Kena ashike shwe shinande nande. Shapamba. Shapamba. Endito ni ironga. Yo. Ndito ni ironga yo ye pangiro moshitopora mo. Ya Epurotariti no mwashike ne hashiningirwa ne local authority kuchita kwende nando independent candidate noko parliament itakuyo independent candidate mara kombinga njino yo regional councillor no president ohakuyo independent candidate ya oshirine ngei kucha mo councillor no muntu mbako pashigwana uno kutula mwaro mwaro wontumba itotula muntu gumu ihashirirwa kutugumu ontumba go pasugana ogwapumbwa antu ye yomirongo ngwina gahaman omugoina gahaman omanga iyo yo kansela keho kanselo ino nomora mbana yapumbwa mlongo na gumwe yamwe yapumbwa omugoi yamwe yapumbwa khyali yamwe yapumbwa tano shashiringa omuntu gumwe ni tashiwa omuno kokala muna uno kala wetu wetu poma dina gahyali yaiki nenge gatano nenge gahe gomugoi nenge mlongo na gumwe no shotu uno kweto madina arango Ngowe tapuntu gumwene na ngono gumara itashikwa sasaka wapumbwa kweto madina geri gahyati ko parliament wapumbwa kweto madino mirongo mugoi na gahaman itovuru kwete vinalim ya ku presidente tovuru kwete vinalim ku kansela tovuru kwete vinalim ngikopo pafa papitire ne ngao okamburuneho epuro yanjo nokucha pamona siketo ka confusion ngao ka confusion ndiwete Oke okay, yamba no kucho mtungu no taka karake na accountability. Kucho kwega mena peni. Nu na puka independent ne wetu ngono. Otatu pulaje. Otaka reja kwe mwene ngao. Nengo otatu. Shiripo ngange ashike oshinanga uwanawa no winai. Uwanawa wa independent o mbono kucha kwa shiwano tavru kukogoro mtungu no ya kara. Uwinawa o mbono kucha o mtungu no tashivurika. Akare ke nambi korelela. Ke nambi korelela. Nongo shizemo. Otashiburi kakari taningari ni mai. Shashike na kucha. Kui korelela. Pen. Natukanje mangomito. Kipinti.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM. The I. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who doesn't have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the I.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Simon, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Great news. Input just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of IMBA? Get all exclusive features for just $36 Namibian a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans.
Right. Yes, we draw to the conclusion. I'm still waiting for people to call in the program. I only had one caller. I would like to say that what we have done today was to explain the procedure of nomination, and now we are busy in the coming weeks to talk more about the qualities necessary, the work to be done in the local and in the regional councils. As we come to the election itself, probably next month we will be picking up the relevant sections of the electoral law about what is election process of the regional councils. Yeah, I know. Sikundino yone na otadi takunda thanada omkalo wopaveta ngono tagurandura una tatwe to mavina gambo no tahalaninge o kansela itoporwa kugororo oshowo omavina gambo no tahalaninge o kansela yomalelo gondoropa ya umsonne no guri nempano kuja omavina nande gapopiwa nenga o pati da ganjo mavina gadonenge o independent eno mavina dhiro ongera o electoral commission ya publisha nenge anyanyangiza omavina ngono moshi foshe pangero moshi kundane kishe pangero shona asithan mo gazeta opo asike tatubulo kuresha omavina ngono kuja opena vinandino pene vinandino pene vinandino tuna ledo nseyo. Paifo madhina opo nga agedi gamo tatu vurungo kukapopia kucha. Yesu wapu hapo pimo kucho kwa harantumba mpano kwa harantumba mpano. Ndesho no tatu sipopia siko lila kuhundana. Sho hatu uvumo kuhundana. Ndekape na natango lista ya nyorwa. Kopa atikehe nandithi mona. Kucha sota mana, moshi kanjo kukururo, sinotu na mtumba nangadi. Mwa sinotumba nangadi, mwa sinotumba nangadi. Inatumo no lista ya changa usigopa hivi. O lista njono taika publishwa kwa electoral commission. Electoral commission itaka publisha no madhi nage kada. Opa, chota adhivuro kupublisho madhi naga ntu ya dho. Ngera ando kwa lindiga na go gaza kwa opati nenge kwa association. Na ando tandi imaiki. Tandi aresha oshoko wa aleri yetuwe ningambo. Ya pandu uva mungundano tande vulongo kupopia na mungundano pa ukupi. Ashikina ndongao, oshaira shono kucha, omadhino takikea nare. Ya peno mkarongono, kucha moro regional cancer, omadhino takakanjwa kongu nduyo politika, osho wo kumtupa umwene, tayambi vidwa kante 3.5 moshika njoko goroshi. Ongu nduwa vikete pa politika dhakara kukutho mbinga na vetato, ontungo noke elimo ngunduwe paprotika, nenge elimo ngunduwe paprotika ndepa mwina indika. Okukutho mbinga pa independent. Shasho ngunduwe mwadhi indika kuchango wakaramo pati yetu, itovuru kuninga o independent candidate. Okay? Ya, shono shonesha simana ni mpono, nonduwe tene kuchanga ingei o onjira edo njono kucha o political party o decision tadhiningi. Na mbono mwakara kukutho mbinga independentiri omushisho taningi. Ya, noko makokoro nego local authority, antota nominator co-association nenge co-political party. Iha kuiwa pa umwene, ungashara kontumba kupa shiwana, iha kuiwa pa umwene, noko local council iha kuiwa kupa umwene. Oshaero oshoshono kucha, opapumbwa madhina, inatupumbwa edhinari mota pumbo madhino midongo mgo inagahamano opa achara taivuro kugane isangao opa pumbo madhino mlongo na gumwenengo madhino mlongo na rimwe madhino mgo hii madhina kheari madhina gatano moro elerojo paloka jontumba nasho madhina angono inatukare dhinari takaro madhina omuno kupitira lako party no co association opo mweto madhina nengo ito vuro no kuni ngamo independent amo jasho independent ontagumu. Ya, nengero mwitu la kumwemuri ya tate ya nea tano mwiningo independent na ningenyaro association shwa oshoshu ito ashiringamo oma dhina nengono owo neta kakane mondambo yoma kogororo ndio pata alata mkogorora nengo association moloko authority oma nga moriti na kansero toburu kukogororo omtu etako pati nenge ukogorore ontu ieta mwene asapotwa kakwashiwana. Ya, opo tafika mane pono, po makukororo. Paifo tatu kafika mane po sichashono, talipa po pikucha. Ano quality na nengo mtopo ya kalom lady omanawa mongu ndu yopa politika edirepo no shiwana mo local authority, nenge mo regional authority. Okuno kukare ringini, se tatu tine eko tampango, noveta inaipo pya wene. neipo pya wene kujayo ntunakarenge nonzapo ntumba nenge nakarenga nonzeyo yafapeni ponu inapo iwao opati wala karon Namibia uli moshikanjo kokororo mono ya kala wishangiso ngomkokoroni kala kuli moshikeu ini mekembyo na turapo pavet ndi na turapo to education qualification nengo nzeyo ya nosho tu ini mane mbyo noshaira kucha mzono yefirwa longundu suapo IPC PDM de antumbonoyo neta akacha oh, moshi kanjo kogoroshe tumuna kwetu otapumbwa muntu eno nzeyo yafamba shashi shikanjo kogoroshe tushino chota tushitaro shafasha pamba ekonomi shinini mwenjio paliko oshino ongeshefo dhinji oshapumbwa kansera ene kwata thano no ngeshefa ene kwata thano eno nzeyo pangeshefa opo antumbo no oshigwa na shetashi ke mo constituency si transforming shikaralo o hub yo y economy mo region yego mota ndo shikanjo kogoro shetu shanika o agriculture antu yetu yedi mo eno nzeyo yo kulongu na mapyaman natu turi mpafe eno nzeyo yu na matutare tutare ninge tashizi. Ia, ombinga imwene, unoku kara uno nseyo inimo inji, shashi mo constituency kamo nara mbono, tashibirike ini mamjone tepe pia ilimo area foyo prominent, enteni kwa omo izi. Oskoro omo dhiri, ipangero omo hiri, agriculture omo hiri, ongeshefo omo dhiri, anono omo hiri, akrupo omo hiri, agunjuko omo hiri, osport omo dhiri, omifigurwa karo omo dhiri, omatare omakarago matarerepo omogeri nengo muno makarato burukuga ningo makarago matarerepo ini maike ngambyo motovuru ngashita shivurika wi tore merandura tano ndeto choke kansera ne taburu ini maike mbino jenana paife oshafane shilinga okucha anti hatara nana kwasho oyafa hatarara kucha, oh good morning comrades, nenge patriots, nenge what, nenge activists, yeah, nenge leaders, okay, nenge democrats, okay, paife, natu, kogorole ni kumwa nenge kansera, yontungu mkwafika masho, nga ndakara ntumba, shashi, shike, omatompero nengi kanga atagatura popa mundo kumeke kopo thingo ehora thane nengo ya tsaka neno hami nepa muhari lepa mwe shomita shimuto shimono otomo narantu nani iko gorole lapo kuma ndo mtungo no kena ala nando seyo imwe nante omorua asho otashivuriki kanjo kogororo iki adeiri mama wiriko yehe nande wipole kucha. Ano shironga shakansera. O shashike nana moshikanjo kogororo muno. Ae, kushuetara. Pope nalo limitation. Shashi, o kansera ndisho extension ara epangero yopokati. Kae no budget adawene. O budget odhirimu mo ministeri. Ya, o ministeri wo health angero wakara kutungo si pangero mo constituency mono. O budget anjono yoshi kanjo kororo shono kombinga health oiri ku ministry of health o budget anjono erongo oiri ku ministry of erongo o budget anjono yashike ngiko kansela nanga kuna kala ena po oka budgeta ke ukirira kapitana ne mori jina kansela ko ku kwaferini meimwe orunjonga ashari ku kutane nga wayo sikukuta omadina gambo no tanyo rwa ningengini opashike afa afika mambo. Tunango kukwathira ngiko kansela wo ya fikame ya vure kukaranga ena o initiative tadivuro kwe tashamo constituency. Kaya ningaro scape go to unta kogororwa nena efi ilongae koni maoma siku gali o mvurantanai na tumkarawe shasike na shota nongo. Okwaje eno kuronga shikano. Ya ini mayhemjo no inane kukara eipewa kopati neye moshita kuporwa kujawane te kukogorora ukakalilepo kansela tategeru ngenge inonge ngero weshi ringo tashivirika tuke kukogorora ikando ili yati genantu na hukoro alikando yari no president na hukoro yari na kansela ando na ninguwa yari ya takala kumbura ntano do tango takala kushombura ntano di mopone takuyong pao ando shiringanga shiburithara kucha aye kansela mbura ntano harike na shotarongo tani ni papo pita kujo kansela na kareno nseo ya changini na ngini na ngini tatu ya neku endura moshikando tashirandura genge itafika pekulo jo programa itu sigo moshikando tashirandura. I am Lucas Kalwapaka, and until next time, it is a goodbye.